It wasn't only the IMUS implosion that had people talking about race this week. On Wednesday, North Carolina's attorney general dropped all remaining charges against three former members of Duke University's lacrosse team. Last year, the players, who are white, were accused of raping an African-American stripper at a party. Durham County District Attorney Mike Nifong faces ethics charges for withholding potentially exculpatory evidence. Commentator Stephen Barnes wonders how Booker T. Washington and W.E.B. Du Bois would have reacted to all the news.
These are odd times in which 21st century America struggles to find its social and political soul. A century ago, Booker T. Washington and W.E.B. Du Bois debated whether financial power or social equality represented the best path to improved life for blacks in America. I've heard Prosecutor Mike Nifong's terrible mistakes in the Duke rape case attributed to overeagerness, perhaps an attempt to compensate for times when sexual violence against black women was underreported and unprosecuted. But even the best intentions would not excuse damaging three innocent college students. But where Nifong's horrible mistake probably resulted from social pressure and programming, the Don Imus flap is incredibly revealing about the current state of black America in a way that both Washington and Du Bois would have appreciated. Certainly, Imus's words were in poor taste. Entertainers often balance on this thin edge. One could easily believe that black folks are simply being too sensitive, and there's a part of me that agrees with that, but only part. Perhaps this is all just a tempest in a teapot. Surely we've gone beyond all this terrible stuff. I agree. Race doesn't matter in America. It never has, as long as you're white. It is normal for those with power to be oblivious to the ways they wield it, profit by it, and fight to keep it. In essence, they're like fish who cannot see the water, but get riled up when someone on shore drinks from a paper cup. I'm sure if the position were reversed, blacks would be just as oblivious, just as self-righteously irritated that whites just can't take a joke. Pity we've never had that opportunity. But what we do have is blacks situated on the executive boards of major media conglomerates, making decisions at multi-billion-dollar corporations. The Imus storm might have died down if not fed by thousands of letters and emails, some orchestrated by the NAACP and other groups. But it was the withdrawal of advertising by General Motors, Procter & Gamble, and American Express, led by an African-American CEO, Kenneth Chenault, that motivated both CBS and MSNBC to drop Imus. They had been hit squarely in the pocketbook, and it hurt. Personally, I don't particularly think Imus is a racist. Real racists are rarely so forthright. But if he's a victim of the culture wars, his chastisement sends a message loud and clear. This stuff isn't funny. It never was. For future reference, men are not the arbiters of what women find insulting, nor can straights make that decision for gays. And whites don't get to decide what is or is not insulting to blacks. Partially because of Du Bois, blacks sought and acquired the social equality necessary to pierce the corporate walls. But as Booker T. Washington might have predicted, it is financial pressure that forced a change, that drew a long overdue line in the sand. Two sides of a single social political coin. They must be smiling. Welcome to the 21st century.
Stephen Barnes is a science fiction writer and the author of Great Sky Woman.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.